hi everybody, I'm Ray Flanagan. I got to work with Bill Brokaw, better known as Snoopy. This is an amazing man to talk to, and like I think a lot of songwriters run into this, it's kind of can be foolish to try and put someone's life that you just met into a song. So it's sometimes I will tend to focus on some sort of anecdote that reflects a bit of their personality rather than try and tell the whole story. There are some good stories that that Bill told me yesterday, that Snoopy told me yesterday, that I thought there's one that I didn't put in the song that I wanted to, but it didn't really fit with what I came up with. But he was talking about being in the, I don't know, I'm not a veteran, so I don't know what trenches are or whatever, but there's big sandbags. And how he had his head over the side of this wall and was looking out, and then the guy he was with told him to get down, you know, and then all of a sudden these bullets start going right where he was popped up at, and he turns to John Wilson, right? That's his name. And he turns to John and says, he says, man, those ricochets sound just like the movies. And then he said something that I resonated with, which is that if you can't make a joke about it, it'll drive you nuts, is what he said. So, but I chose to focus on a story that seemed to be at the forefront of Snoopy's mind, which is about his friend Glenn Russell, who he lost early on, that he served with and became good friends with and was pen pals with. And that years later, thanks to... in your words, the miracle of social media is that Glenn had a daughter that he wasn't aware of while he was in the service, because the mother of the girl didn't want him to worry about her while he was over there. So, but all these years later, through some, you know, ancestry DNA something, they found Robin, Glenn's daughter, Snoopy is part of the honor flight who takes veterans down to see the memorials and stuff in D.C., and he was able to take her down and see her father's name on the wall down there. So, so anyways, thank you, Snoopy, for trusting me to blabber on about this or that.